Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy, Jerusalem, Canada team. Your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980. Suzanne Trites.
Hello, it's my privilege and honor to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people, and bringing you the latest on what is happening in the land of Israel and parts of the Middle East during these difficult times of war. Stephen Mueller with Inspire FM, thank you for joining me.
Glad to be here, Suzanne. What's the latest in Israel?
Well, as expected, more missiles were launched from Yemen. Sirens were sounded according to protocol. As well, Israelis did get the tragic news that a few IDF soldiers and a police officer were recently killed during fighting in Gaza.
Well, that is tragic indeed. Wasn't Israel observing the National Memorial Day?
Yes, you're correct, Stephen. From April 29th sunset to 30th sunset, Israel observed Memorial Day, a solemn day when the nation remembers the fallen soldiers and victims of hostilities. They remember those who gave their lives so they can live in their land. They bow their heads in memory of the fallen and victims of terrorism. Since the reestablishment of Israel in 1948, 25,420 fallen soldiers were killed in action and over 4,000 civilians murdered, of which 740 were children and teenagers.
Wow. You mean an entire nation pauses and remembers the fallen soldiers?
Yes, indeed. Then from one moment to the next, April 30th sunset to May 1st sunset, Israel turned their time of mourning into celebration of their 77th Independence Day this year.
So Israelis had a wonderful celebration, I gather.
Unfortunately, this is the first time in decades that the iconic Independence Day torch lighting ceremony on Mount Herzl and celebrations had been canceled due to massive fires. Instead, the public can view the rehearsal ceremony recording on YouTube. These massive fires started again on April 30th through the Judean Hills and close to Jerusalem, hampering plans to celebrate. Along with the fires in central Israel, the southern part was experiencing a massive sandstorm of almost biblical proportions.
Did they not just have fires last week? What is causing them?
Most definitely they did. Intense heat and high winds helped to fuel the spread of huge fires, but the fires were started by arsons this time, who lit them all around Jerusalem. There are videos with such evidence, and the police are holding 18 people suspect as of day two of the fire. Millions are affected, towns evacuated, passengers abandoned their vehicles on the highways and byways to flee the fires and smoke. Several fire trucks and hundreds of vehicles caught fire. Even Canada Park, located between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, was on fire. This park, opened in 1975, was funded by Canadians to plant trees. Over 150 fire companies responded within Israel. Three Israeli Air Force Super Hercules heavy transport planes dropped dozens of loads of fire retardant material over the raging fires. One of four DC-10 super tankers in the world had been sent to Israel from Greece to help extinguish the fires. To overcome the fires, Israel called on international help. Greece, Italy, Cyprus, Croatia, Bulgaria, and Romania are but a few nations who indicated help would be on the way.
Glad to hear nations came to their aid to contain and put out the raging fires, Suzanne.
Indeed. Now, one last thing. In the midst of all that was happening, 110-year-old Nahama Grossman, Israel's oldest Holocaust survivor, passed away on Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Suzanne, I feel we need to pray. Tell us how.
Absolutely, Steve. I'm grateful for our listeners willing to pray for Israel and the Jewish people, especially with the disappointing news of not being able to honor and celebrate these two key days this year. I would recommend praying for the safety and success of the soldiers, for rain to help extinguish the fires, as this is not the rainy season, all fires extinguished and all guilty parties found, dealt with, and convicted, quick restoration, finances, resources to restore any damage from the fires for Israelis. God bless the nations responding to Israel's call for help. Pray that our prayers have an impact. Finally, Please pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And remember, the eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel, according to Deuteronomy 11:12. His eyes are on Israel. May our eyes be equally on Israel.
Thank you, Suzanne, for these important prayer points.
My pleasure, Stephen. To our audience, I say this week, Shalom, peace be with you. Until next time.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.